Grace and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. According to the custom received among us, Mark Gashler is about to begin his service to you and to our Lord as our 32nd vicar to assist us in Trinity Lutheran Church One Family as Church Early Child Care Center and Campus Ministry, that everything undertaken in his task might redound to the glory of God and serve as a blessing to this parish. Let us hear what St. Paul writes in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians. We then as workers together with him plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. In an acceptable time I have heard you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 4, as each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do so with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Pray for the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit upon this man and upon ourselves. Mark Gashler, are you prepared to serve as a vicar in this congregation, undertaking your tasks as one who seeks training for the pastoral ministry and who serves under the blessing of God? If so, answer, I am with the help of God.
I am with the help of God.
Almighty God, our Father, through your dear Son, you commanded us to pray that you send laborers into your harvest. Bless, we pray you, and send your Holy Spirit upon Mark Gashler, that through his service as vicar in this congregation, your word may be proclaimed and taught in joyfulness, and your church built upon the foundation which you yourself have laid, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Vicar, armed with the word of God, our Heavenly Father, having confident trust in his gracious promise, enter upon your duties as vicar in this congregation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Vicar, the Lord our God will bless both your learning and your service, grant you the constant companionship of his Holy Spirit, that in all things you may glorify him. Amen.
Amen.
You may greet him after the service as we welcome his service in our congregation as our vicar. Let us now sing the opening hymn, This is the Day the Lord Has Made, hymn 903. We stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and to forgive the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of their sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the 8th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the intro.
Desire of every living thing.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God, Father. He covers heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills.
us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Sunday after Pentecost is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnants of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set the shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 23 together, responsively, by whole verse.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances. that he might create in himself one new man in the place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia.
Christ Jesus himself, the cornerstone.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
The apostles returned to Jesus and told them all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore and saw a great crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were sheep. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, said a blessing, and broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for our hymn of the day, hymn 644.
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear beloved in Christ, in the midst of this summer heat, as we walk on the green grass in our yards, especially because it's been raining so much, this text today took place on green grass outside where Jesus gave them and give you and me rest and food. We all need rest. We work, we play, we plan, we wear ourselves out. We have jobs, homes to take care of. We live in the community. We're stressed out about all the daily activities that we must take care of. And we also have time for hobbies and things that interest us. But we need rest for our bodies and souls. We also need food. We get hungry and thirsty. We need to eat to live. So whether you get your food from your own garden or the grocery store, or you have your own animals, pigs and goats and sheep and chickens and cattle, you need to have nutritious food and meals. And it's a joyous thing when you can share food, fellowship, family, and friends. Well, today we see what Jesus has to say. We are like lost sheep who need rest, food. Without these, we only have stress. In Jesus, who is our shepherd, He has compassion on us. He gives us true rest, true food for body and soul. So let us briefly consider our stressed out lives and our need for rest and good food. Then let's consider how Jesus takes our stress upon Himself. He gives us true rest and the best food. And then we will consider how Jesus has shown compassion on us and teaches us as our true shepherd. So we begin. Our stress, our daily life, and our need for rest and for good food. Stress. You had it this week. You maybe even had it when you came to church this morning. In Jesus' day, people were coming and going, surrounding Jesus and the apostles. They didn't even have leisure, St. Mark says, to eat. They were overwhelmed by people and work. I know you are hard workers. I know there's times you don't even have time to eat, and you're filled with stress of your daily activities. We need rest. Jesus told the apostles to come away to a desolate place. And St. Paul said, Gentiles without God and without Christ were separated from Christ. Indeed, alienated, desolate, far from the promises of Israel, the Messiah. We were strangers to God without Christ. Paul says, without hope and without God in this world. The people surrounding Jesus and the disciples were desolate. They needed rest for their bodies and for their souls, and so do we. We also need food. It was a very late hour out in the wilderness, and Jesus, to test the apostles' faith, tells them to go out into the countryside and to buy food for all these thousands of people. There was very little money. There were only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not nearly enough to feed all these people. Our need for food, our need for rest, will end up being endless stress if all we do is look to ourselves for our strength and sustenance. They couldn't get any rest with all of the people, and there was nowhere near enough food to feed over 5,000 people. In your daily life, consider the times that you are stressed out. How often aren't we stressed out because we are taking the weight of the world upon ourselves? We're trying to solve everything by our own wits and wisdom. And in reality, we need to stop, receive the true food of life from Jesus, and rest in Him, the Lord of the Sabbath rest. You came here with stress. Drop that stress before Jesus, who feeds you and gives you true heavenly rest. Secondly, consider how Jesus took our stress upon Himself. Jesus gives us true rest and the best food.
Jesus took our stress upon himself. The apostles come to Jesus after they've heard him teach them, and then they went out and taught the people. They wanted to have some rest, and so Jesus said, "Come away by yourselves with me to a desolate place. Rest a while." In a boat, they went off by themselves to a quiet place. We can rest assured that Jesus, who shares our flesh and blood as true God and true man, understands that we need rest. There's a reason why he calls himself the Lord of the Sabbath. Shabbat, or Sabbath, means rest. Jesus is the Lord of our Sabbath rest. When we gather around him, he is our rest. Our true rest, indeed, is found in Christ Jesus. You know, people, when they stop coming to church and I call them on the phone, say things like, "I know I should be there, Pastor. I ought to be there. You know, I need to get my act together and come." They're treating church like it's punching a time clock and going to work at the factory. That is not what the divine service is. The divine service is a place for you to come to rest, to feed on Christ in word and sacrament. He is coming here to serve you so that you can drop all of your stress and rest in him. You're not coming here to punch a time clock. You're coming here to get rest. To rest in water, bread, and wine in Christ's word. How is Jesus our true rest? St. Paul said, "We who were far off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. He himself," Paul says, "is our peace. He has reconciled us to God through his body upon the cross, and we have peace and access by the same Holy Spirit to God the Father." When the Bible says Jesus himself is our peace, we were at war with God because of our sin, but Jesus came and took our sin, our stress upon himself, and in his body upon the cross, bore all the sin of the world into the grave itself. He took that sin away, and by his blood, he is our intercessor and our mediator. And now we are at peace with God our Father through Jesus Christ. He is your peace. He is your true rest. And not only that, Jesus is your true food. They did not have enough human resources. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 people? But he commands them to sit upon the green grass and even puts them in groups of 150. And the action that Jesus does is very similar to what he will do on Maundy Thursday when he institutes Holy Communion. He took the loaves and the fish, he said a blessing, he broke them, and he distributed to them. It was a miracle. All of them now ate. They were all satisfied. There were even 12 baskets, one for each apostle, of leftover broken pieces. Here we see that when Jesus did miracles, often people didn't even realize it was a miracle till after it happened. He keeps breaking, and there's more. More bread, more fish. Jesus gives, and they are all satisfied. You know your Bibles, and you know that this account is also found in John chapter 6. There's some additional words that Jesus speaks. "For after having fed them, he said, 'I am the true living bread that comes down from heaven. I am the bread of life. If you eat this bread, you will live forever. And this food is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.'" Jesus can take a little bit of bread and wine on altars all around the world and give his body and blood to millions of people every Sunday. This miracle of Holy Communion is a gift of Jesus saying, "I am your true rest, and I am your true food." If Jesus indeed gives us our rest and our food, how does he, thirdly, teach us as our true shepherd? We need rest. We need food. And we receive it in Jesus. We also need compassion. We need to be taught. Jesus teaches us. The people are so eager to hear Jesus, they are running to him. Because they went on the other side of the lake in the boat, and they come running around the lake to be taught by Jesus. He gets to shore, and there's a great crowd of people. He can't escape these people. But he doesn't tell them, go away. He looks out at them, and he has compassion on them. He taught them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And they were indeed lost sheep. Sheep without a shepherd. Paul said, without Christ, we are strangers and aliens, lost and helpless and hopeless. People without Christ are lost sheep. You see them every day when you go to work. People who don't know what the purpose of their life is. People who don't know God. People who are filled with grudges and hate because they don't understand forgiveness. They need to be taught by Jesus. They need Jesus' compassion just as much as you need his compassion. Jeremiah 23 and Psalm 23, both of which we heard this morning, talk about Jesus, the good shepherd, the shepherd of the line of David, the righteous branch who was wise and just from the line of Judah. His name is the Lord, our righteousness. Christ Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. Yes, we have the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, the Old and New Testament. But now in Christ, the cornerstone, we are the church, a holy temple, dwelling, fellow citizens and saints of the household of God, through the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Think of how Jesus is your true shepherd. And think of how when we sing with the little children, I am Jesus' little lamb, we come to Jesus to teach us and to have compassion on us. All of our lives, the shepherd has had compassion on us, his sheep, and has taught us his holy word. So my friends, in conclusion, come each Sunday and get your food in Jesus, the Lord of your Sabbath rest. Let him serve you, because he is the bread of life. You come as baptized Christians to be absolved, to commune at the Lord's table, to be refreshed, to get true food and real rest. So your daily routine will continue as soon as you leave these doors. You will go home. You will go to work. You will eat. You will drink. You will sleep. But as you go your way, come to Jesus for true food and true rest. Do not rely on the world's junk food from the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. Be persistent and disciplined and proactive to be spiritually fed and physically fed by Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath rest, the true bread of heaven, our only and kind good shepherd. Jesus, our rest, and our food, and our Sabbath, be all glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
We stand and chant the offertory on page 192.
Rest in our God, and receive the blessing of thy name. Cast deep those our way from thy presence.
please fill out the ritual of friendship pads and pass it down to the person next to you. Tear off the sheets and take it to the narthex as you leave and place it in the back baskets there. We now collect the offering.
Stand to pray.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for your compassion shown in Christ Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep and the righteous Son of David. Keep us trusting at all times in your right hand, in whom true satisfaction is found. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, that you built your church in the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ himself as our cornerstone. Grant unity to your church on earth through the work of your Holy Spirit and the faithful proclamation of Christ's reconciling cross. Continue to bless Trinity Lutheran Church as one family in their church, early learning center, and campus ministry, that we may faithfully proclaim the gospel of Christ. Be with our vicar, Mark Gasser, as he assists us. Be with our vicar and give him wisdom and guidance as he serves as vicar in this parish. And bless Pastor Daniel Jastrom, who serves with his wife in Tokyo, Japan, coordinating the worship and theology in the seminary in Asia. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, that you brought us from many families into the household of God. Continue to bless all Christian homes, that fathers and mothers may faithfully lead their children by word and deed to call upon you as Father. Bless this week those who celebrate their birthday and baptism, Nicole Gobble, Andre Favors, Devin Favors, and Mary Rogers, David Seawald, Gavin Hines, and Eloise Shem, and those who celebrate their anniversaries, Jeremy and Elizabeth Conkling, Duran and Roger Beavers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for our nation and its leaders. We ask your blessing on those who serve in civil office, that we may enjoy good government in accord with your commandments. Help us to live in service to our neighbors, mindful that our true citizenship is in heaven. Bless Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, Ricardo Matanga, Kevin Stevenson, Danny Green, and Courtney Tate as they serve in the armed forces. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for your constant care, all we need to support this body and life. Attend in mercy those who are in need of healing and strength, June Wente, Neil Tapto, Susan Pearson, Jill Tarver, John Darbo, Dwayne Krasowski, Donna Campbell, Don Riley, Candy Darmody,
Michael Eisenbrown, and Jay Gallagher. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks to you, O God, for Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior, who made satisfaction for our sins and gives us the Holy Supper today to eat his true body for the forgiveness of sins and be satisfied into life everlasting. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh, and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
body, blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you.
We stand to sing.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.